This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, yeah.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Yeah. Wow. What does a giraffe sound like?
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
On a sports-related note, before we get into the club, the Red Zone's going to have commercials this year.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sakes.
We'll talk about that
tomorrow. Kevin and Hong about it.
Way to go, ESPN.
We got a whole seggy.
Is there anything they don't ruin?
Prepared for that. Chase.
What do we got?
I don't know. Just reading the, I always go to TMZ.com.
Sure, take out a look at the celebrity do's and don'ts over there.
What? Yeah, I take out a look at the celebrity do's and don'ts.
Oh, there's always TMZ is a nice mix of, hey, here's a bunch of celebrities looking hot, and here's a bunch of celebrities doing dumbass.
Pop culture, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta know what's going on.
It's usually just
people
looking hot and people being arrested.
It's always people that, not always, but a lot of it is just because as I get older, I just don't even know who the celebrities are that they're talking about.
Oh, yeah, that happens to me all the time.
This rapper got, and I'm like, who? I don't even know who.
Who and why do I care?
Yeah, it was like The Beers gal that Aaron, Justin, Herbert are getting it on.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, who?
Yeah, Madison Beers or
never
something.
Never heard of her.
Didn't know who she was. She is a hot, but the kids knew who she was.
Yeah.
Maddie Beers. By the way, the latest that I saw on TMZ, remember we were talking about Jay Cutler going to jail?
Yeah.
He's going to go to jail.
Yeah, he's like serving like, what, 2 days or something?
4 days. 6 days.
I think it's 4 days.
4 days.
You're doing great over there. 4, 6, 2, 9er. He's doing a handful of days in prison.
September 28th, he goes to jail. He took a plea deal. He has now been hit with a lawsuit over his Dewey crash.
Oh.
So now they're suing him. They want his monies. Mm.
I saw the one, there was a Travis Decker update on there that I saw.
Who's Travis Decker?
He's the guy they're searching for, the Rambo guy in the woods.
What do we got?
Well, they found some bones near the daughter's site. And so they thought that maybe he had gone back there and popped himself. And they're saying that the bones were not human. So, but the update.
Wait, what kind of bones were they?
I don't know. It just said that they weren't. They found bones, wow. But and so they thought that maybe, you know, it was an odd coincidence if there were.
Well, they would have found like
yeah.
I mean, if his body were up there, they would have found it.
Well, but at this point, maybe it was bones if it's been sitting out in the forest for this long. But they're saying that
But if it was by the girls, they would have found it initially, right? Didn't they comb the area right away?
I don't know.
Like they combed the desert?
Just the update was false alarm. Ongoing manhunt for suspected killer Travis Decker.
Great. Thanks a lot, TMZ.
The feds say the bones found near where his dead daughter's bodies were discovered turned out to be an animal.
Wasting our time.
FBI says Central Washington University examined the bones, if we're to believe Central Washington, which, boy, I don't know. My kid went there, and I don't know if I trust
him. Will Ortner went there, so that's not a good...
Exactly.
I don't know if I can take them seriously.
But they did say that the police still conclude, according to the police and you, they think he's dead.
Yeah, I think he's dead, too.
They think he killed himself, and if he did kill himself, they said they probably will never find him.
Right.
So, by the way... That's a great, like, they think he's dead. That's like the best case scenario. If you are trying to avoid police, they already think he's dead. Because you know they're not searching anywhere near what they once were, if the belief is that he just killed himself somewhere.
Mm.
So there's a chance that he may just, if he is
alive.
Yeah,
he loves reading that.
Yeah.
He's like,
it's like the best thing in the world. Shave your head, you know, whatever, and then you just kind of slip away. I don't know. In this day and age, man... I would think being on the lam, like, because you can't use any credit card. There's no ID. How do you start fresh with no, like, you can't leave any paper trail. He doesn't have any cash to his name or whatever.
Well, you got to find somebody that can hook you up with a new identity.
How?
Doesn't that start? Well, I think there are people that can do that, right?
Yeah, but he's got, I mean, he's been out in the woods for God knows how long.
Well, you got to get cleaned up.
Well, you would have had to have set that. It feels like you would have had to set that up beforehand, because trying to find that now when people are already aware of you it's too late, right?
You just can't rock out of the woods after like 3 months and be like, hey.
He's going to find a forger all of a sudden, just like walking out of the, like, where's he going to get that guy?
Well, I think he's got to change his appearance. Look, let's step by step.
Got to log on the internet. Like,
he's got to change his appearance big time.
Yeah. You got to go bald, shave.
That's the first thing he has to do. Then he has to somehow find someone, and internet has a lot of this information.
But where does he get on the internet?
The library? I don't know. He has to steal a computer and log on and find someone who does identities.
Let me ask you this.
If he gets that.
How does he have money to, like...
Gotta steal it.
Yeah, you're gonna have to steal cash.
You're gonna have to steal it.
Because there's just no way. You can't... That's the weird part is today, you can't use... Think about if you had to go on the lam tomorrow.
Anything you would do right now would draw attention if people are looking for you.
So, like, I mean, I guess you could go to, like, what's the most you can withdraw from a bank one time without asking any, like, show up? Like, a couple grand?
And even that, you got to go inside to do that. Like, your ATM, maybe $500.
Yeah, they're watching you if you're getting any more than your limit.
Yeah. So it's a rough go. So you, at most, if I told you you have 30 minutes to disappear... Man, you are walking away with a couple $100 and that is it. And now you have to vanish? Dude, that's a tough.
It'd be hard.
That's a tough thing.
But look.
It's the fact that he's this long kind of leads you to believe that he's
I think he's dead.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying it's not hard. You just asked, how would you do it? Well, that's how you got to go about it.
Yeah.
You got to find your way to another country, too, if you can.
Yeah.
Maybe before any of that.
Or like Alaska.
Get down to, I'd go to Mexico.
Alaska won't ask questions.
But it's warmer in Mexico.
It is warmer in Mexico. Buck is right. You got to set this up before it. The key is we all need a go bag with a separate identity.
Figuring out your escape plan after you've committed the crime, and a crime as high profile as this, going to be really tough sledding.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe you make your way over to the San Juans.
Well, that could be nice. Someone said, can you just be homeless downtown?
Maybe. Hide in plain sight.
There is an element of that. Like, I got tattoos and I stick out a little bit, but like
if you steal a boat in San Juan's, and then just get it to, you can get to Canada pretty easily, can't you?
I'm guessing that they have patrols.
Okay, but
getting ashore.
So what?
Yeah. Now I'll tell you what they get. I
parked my boat.
There are plenty of places up in the Canadian border where as long as you don't mind being in the woods, and this guy doesn't mind being in the woods, you can walk across the border And you just got to navigate some woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a wall.
No. I knew a guy. I don't know. I knew a guy, and he's an illegal. But from across the pond, he's a Brit illegal. And he has overstayed his welcome by...
I'm calling ICE. What's his name?
His name is Fred Menfridson.
I'm calling ICE.
Well, we were having this conversation because obviously the whole ICE deportations were going on, right?
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
That's true. So I was having this conversation with him, and he's from across the pond. And he's been here for many years, and he's overstayed his visa by many years. And so he goes, yeah, I know when I go home, there's no way I'm getting back. And I was like, well, eventually you're going to have to go home. He goes, yeah, there'll probably be a funeral or something. And I was like, well, what do you do? And he did say that he knew some people that for guys like him that have overstayed, that there is a way that if you're willing to navigate some trees and whatnot, you can make your way through the Canadian U.S. border in some places.
So he would fly home from Canada,
yeah,
and then could get back to the U.S.? Yeah. Like, how would that get him back to the U.S.?
You'd have to walk across.
So he has to fly back to Canada.
Yes.
And they don't care that he's there. But then you'd have to cross the border.
You'd have to walk to Canada through. I mean, it would be a rough go, but that you'd have to get to a Canadian airport, fly home, and then to get back in the States, you'd have to fly back into Canada, go back through the scraggly woods, and make your way. It is not an easy process, but he was saying it was like the only way. And he was like, I don't know if I would ever attempt it, but he did say he knew some people that had.
Probably easier just to have ICE pick you up and take you back home.
You ain't coming back.
In the paddy wagon. Well, so what?
You ain't coming back.
This country's not that great, is it? Why didn't you just become legal in the first place?
That's a good question. I didn't ask him.
Like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Now you've got yourself in a giant pickle. Yeah. See, this is the whole point.
Yeah. Well, he's been here for like 8 years. I mean, he's got a life, and it's like, well, you may not. He understands that he may not be going home.
All right. Well. I don't know why we were talking about that.
Because our boy was, you said some
D-go-do. Well, TMZ.
Yeah.
Oh, I know it. I saw they always have a poll on there, mm-hmm. and I thought it was pretty good, and I'm going to give it to you next, okay? And then we have a survey, how Americans feel about tipping.
Mm. Yes, because the tipping thing has become, it's become a big deal.
It's become a thing.
It is become a thing.
That's next on The Fan. Yeah, TMZ has a poll on there. They always do this. Where they pull the electorate. Mm-hmm. I don't know who TMZ's like main clientele is. I picture like Kim Kardashian or
tell us the scoop.
But anyway, there's some interesting questions on there. Should Lil Nas X do time?
Oh. Yeah, he's gonna do time.
Do you think he should?
He did get naked and attack two cops, so yeah, you should probably do some time on that.
The electorate agrees with you. 66% said yes.
Yeah,
he should do some time.
Look, who doesn't enjoy having a wild weekend from time to time? But you can't hang dong and then like fight two cops.
What if he weren't naked?
That would probably make a little bit of a difference. But yeah, like, you know.
What if he didn't do anything with the cops? Like he was just naked.
Yeah, then you're probably all right. Then you're probably having a mental health crisis, and we get you some help. But the hanging dong and fighting cops, you got to go to jail, man. Because the rest of us would go to jail. Yeah, like, I'm not getting naked and, like, throwing a punch at a cop and then being like, all right, Sukanik, don't do it again. Nah, send your ass to jail. Would I have to lay on the naked guy the entire flight? I don't want to.
The Cracker Barrel Revert. Smart move or spineless?
Spineless.
Actually, 60% of the TMZ electorate said smart move.
Well, can I actually say that is it's spineless, but also a smart move, because you can't please the mob.
They probably should have just gone back, and they did.
Yeah.
Wait, this is a public poll, or this is a TMZ electorate?
No. This. Okay. Well, that's what I mean.
Well, when you said that, I didn't know if there was like a group of people on TMZ that voted on these.
Yeah, you're right. That's confusing. Yeah, it's just people.
Yeah.
You know, TMZ people.
People are saying.
The kids probably. It's probably just a bunch of the kids looking for their
20 somethings.
Harry Styles news. Mm. More extravagant wedding, Bezos or Tay-Tay?
Oh, Bezos.
Yeah, 77% Bezos.
Dude, they rented out the city of Venice.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, look, Taylor Swift is worth a lot of money. Jeff Bezos farts that amount, like, every day.
You know, a lot of people are saying.
$1 billion?
The people of Venice not happy.
Oh, that he rented out the city?
Yeah. Okay. They don't want that.
What'd they say,
get your ass out of here.
What'd they say, it cost like $40-something million to rent that place out?
I don't know. Does he really get the city?
Well, I mean,
what does he actually get?
I don't know.
Because it's kind of hyperbole to say that he rented the entire city of Venice. It's a big city.
It estimates it cost him between $40 and $56 million.
Yeah, I mean, you can't rent out this.
He had it on a private island in Venice.
So, I don't know.
Total cost included the three-day celebration, private jets, luxury water taxis, and events held at various venues around the city.
Tell you what, those water taxis are pretty sweet.
I know. Except there's so many damn people on them.
Out there.
Like, we tried to go out to, like, the furthest island thinking that that's how to avoid people. Wrong.
There's a lot of people out there.
Oh, my God. That was, like, Venice would be great if not for the people. And it was too much for me. It's too much.
Kim Kardashian taking the California bar exam. Fail or pass? What?
Well, I don't believe
she's taking the bar.
She did some weird law school where she didn't actually go to law school, and then she's taking the bar, but she's not taking the bar like everyone else. She has a special like proctor coming to give. I feel like this is kind of rich people celebrity. I'm not certain that she's an actual attorney, but
she says she took the bar in July. Yeah, well, she's waiting on the results. Will she pass or fail?
She'll pass because I think she paid someone to pass.
TMZ says fail 71%.
Yeah.
She's too dumb.
I was reading about that, and it just her whole process of becoming an attorney sounds like a rich person's version of I don't want to go to real law school or pass a real bar.
Yeah.
And if I'm rich enough, I can kind of fudge my way around it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Did you think it would be anything other than that?
No, it's just that, like, my dad was an attorney.
Her dad was an attorney.
Yeah, like, you have to go take the bar. The idea that someone comes to your house and is like, don't worry, I'll let you take, like, that just, oh, it the whole thing seems shady. Like, look into her version of law school, and it sure doesn't sound like any law school I've ever heard of. Rich people, man. It pays to be rich. You can kind of do whatever the hell you want.
Don't I know it?
Yeah.
Who's the alpha, Taylor or Travis? What do you think the TMZ people said?
I still think it's Travis.
70% said Taylor.
Nah. Taylor Swift, that's it.
Travis
gets no respect from the Tay-Tay crowd.
No, but I will bet you in that relationship. For someone like her to like someone like him, she probably lives in a world where she is the boss of and always is and makes all the decisions. I'll bet she kind of likes that he's a little bit of a meathead control alpha male type. I'll bet you that is something that she does not have in her life at all and is probably one of the reasons why she digs him so much. I'll bet you he does not bow down to her the way people assume because she's Taylor Swift. I'm guessing behind closed doors, Travis is a little bit of the cock of the walk.
I don't know about that. What if she's got him tied to the bedpost?
It's possible.
At her beck and call.
I think she likes a little
bit. She's like, you want some of these billions? Huh?
I think she likes the big hairy beast.
Huh, meatball? Well, then put on this big hairy beast costume and
take off your shorts and dunk me.
Let's get into bed.
He is a big hairy individual. And I think she likes a bit of the manly man.
Travis Taylor baby news. 2 years away or less than a year away?
Ooh.
2 years away.
Yeah. I think
we see the wedding. We see the new wedding album.
Tour.
Yeah.
Large break. He retires, baby. 2 years.
Yeah.
63% said at least 2 years away.
Yeah. I think this will all be very plotted out. And that baby will break the internet. It was like the Jay-Z, Blue Ivy or whatever?
Yeah, there's Blue Ivy, and then Kanye had Northwest.
God. Whose baby would you, like, if you could, you could become someone's baby?
Yeah.
Aren't they high on your list? You want to be Tay-Tay and Travis's baby? Well, first of all, they're young.
They're young, you have...
ton of money.
You got athletic prowess coming through your genes.
Musical genes, too.
Half of the women in the world already adore you.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah,
they're going to be good looking.
Yeah.
You may have some athletic ability. You may be able to sing.
The Beckham kids, you know, it's the same thing. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything the rest of your
Beckham
life.
Yeah, the Beckham kid, that's a good one. Did you see him hanging dong the other day? Yeah. He was out there on a yacht.
On his dad's yacht.
Just hanging dong with some model girl. It's good to be the Beckham. You're right. Like, if you had to be a celebrity kid, Swift and Kelce, although, dude, that's a lot of spotlight. Like, a lot of spotlight.
Yeah, it will be.
I don't know if maybe I'd want to. I think I might want to hang a little bit more under the radar than that.
Would you like to be maybe a Kardashian kid? They've got a billion kids running around. But those, and no one knows them.
No, but you're just an asshat at that point. Can I have cooler parents? I'm trying to think of.
Well, you can, yeah, but like, that's what I'm asking.
Gotta be like Tom Hanks's kid, then you're kind of ugly. You know.
Yeah, but you could start a rap career.
Yeah, that's better than being Tom Hanks's kid. He seems way too down to earth. I want that rich, luxurious life. Tay-Tay and Travis, man.
It's not
beat
bad,
that.
It's not a bad life.
Bezos isn't having a kid, right? He's too old.
He's too old.
Remember or the lady's too old.
Remember when Kanye and
he's all dried up
and the Kardashian gal. Remember they got their kid to play in The Lion King, even though their kid can't sing.
Oh yeah, it was horrible. I think I even played some of it.
That was the best thing ever. They were doing the original Broadway cast of The Lion King, and they got the girl to play the male lion, Simba, as a kid, and the kid can't carry a tune. And they're like, you want to talk about power? That kid got on Broadway in one of the most successful musicals ever and to play a male role, and she can't sing. That's the beauty of having Kanye and Kim as your parents. Tom Hanks can't make that happen. Kim Kardashian, you're up on stage. I wonder if that conversation went something like this. Mom, I want to be in The Lion King. Well, what part do you want to play? Simba. Well, that's actually a male part. I want to be Simba. And then like two phone calls later, and next thing you know, you're on Broadway.
Apparently we have that audio. I like it so far.
No one's starting to sing.
Wow. Okay. Would you want to be Wayne Brady's kid? Is there any advantage to that?
Why Wayne Brady's kid?
I don't know. I was just thinking of like middle level celebrity kids. Like,
this one's pretty good deals in. Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, two kids, both that's really good looking people, musical parents, talent rich.
Yeah, I haven't seen their kids.
That's a pretty good one.
And some athletic genes, because Tug McGraw, baseball player.
You know what, dude? That's
not
how
bad.
How old are their kids?
I don't know.
Ooh, what about, would you want to be Myers Leonard kid? You get country music, basketball, height. He's got a wife who played hoops.
I don't think he's rich enough.
Yeah, but, I mean, what if you were able to produce hits like this?
Screw Tim McGraw.
That McGraw looks terrible. I was just looking at a new picture of him.
Yeah.
He just looks old and drunk.
Yeah.
The other two daughters, though, Gorge.
Yeah. See?
Faith and Tim's daughters.
Pretty good.
They have three adult daughters.
You'd be Brad Pitt's kids and all hate him.
See, I think that would be hard.
Well, like, he's a bad dad. I guess all his kids have disowned him.
Well, he's got like, don't they have like 27 kids?
They got a bunch of adopted kids. And
yeah, Angelina wanted to adopt like six kids in like 2 years or something.
Yeah. Not good.
I'd like to say, for the record, I love Tim McGraw. I felt I was too hard on him right there.
I just can't wait to be king. That's the answer, I'm telling you. The fact that your parents can get you on Broadway, that's... You need some power parents. Some serious Nepo baby stuff right there. That kid is a nightmare when she grows up. When's the last time that kid was told no?
Probably after that show.
Someone was like, we can't keep doing this. No. It's Broadway.
How do Americans feel about tipping? A survey. Next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
All right, well, in the interest of time, I have to call an audible. The
red panty audible?
Yes. Red panty, red panty. The survey on tipping will have to be conducted tomorrow. Mm. Well, not conducted, but I will give you the results tomorrow. Because it's very extensive.
Yes.
There's a lot that goes into it.
We don't have enough time.
We don't have enough time, and I will tell you that there was a question that really intrigued me on the fan text line from Deal, who asks, is there any way that Barron Trump turns out normal? And the answer to that is no.
No.
Right?
No.
No.
No chance.
No shot.
You can define normal, but, you know.
Yeah, that's subjective. But I just mean, like, he has Secret Service with him in school.
Yeah.
He can't go to the bathroom.
And he's kind of a weird kid.
Well, they say he's real standoff, real quiet, real.
He's 6'9", so he's awkward.
Keeps to himself.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
But maybe that's him, like, you know, kind of. Going, what is all this? I'm going to be normal when I grow up.
No. Like, I just don't think anyone in those... As my buddy that's deep into the music, he's the guy that does all the Metallica stuff, and he's been in that business for forever, and he's worked with everybody, you know, from, you know, the Rolling Stones to Madonna, Shania Twain, you name it. And he talks about that. We'll start chatting or whatever, and he just says, you can't be normal in that line of work. Like, you can't be that famous. It affects you. There's just no way. And for someone like Barron Trump that grew up already in that world of being Donald Trump's kid, the chances of him being normal were already slim to none. And then your dad becomes president and becomes the most polarizing president of all time. So half the country loves you and worships you, and half the country thinks that you're the spawn of Satan. And Your parents have a complicated relationship. I mean, that's just...
Well, his mom's kind of a weirdo.
There's just no way. There's just no way that kid grows up to be, you know... And by the way, he'll be successful because no matter what he does, like, he'll always have money.
Silver spoon, man.
Yeah, but...
But he... I saw an interview with a classmate of his who said that very quiet.
Yeah.
But he's also wildly entertaining. Mm-hmm. If you can get him to,
get him going.
This person said that he starts the most random conversations.
Yeah,
and he went by the alias of Jack, and he said two things about him that were strange. Well, three. One was he's always with Secret Service, so you could never really talk to him.
Yeah,
but every once in a while he would strike up a conversation, and it would be totally random. Two, he never ate lunch. Mm. He would not eat the school lunch, school meal.
Okay. It is like a private.
Well, yeah, he probably had his own. I mean, like, you imagine what that kid eats at home or, like, on the daily, and then he goes to school and has to eat that? He ain't eating that.
No, it's been his whole life has been private chefs, and I guess too the stories. And again, he's kind
of. Well, here's the third thing. Oh, the third thing is he didn't want to. They said that they don't believe he's ever met up with. He never went to a football game, never attended like extracurricular classes. Mm-hmm. Said he never met up with anyone outside of school or went on a date or anything. Like it was the only place you would see him is in school with his Secret Service agents, and that's it.
Sure. So how do you?
So there's no chance he's normal.
You have no you have no normal interaction. You don't know how to. And I guess the other one that I've read is that he doesn't have much relationship with his father, but him and his mother are very, very close. Like
yeah, he's mama's boy.
Yeah, they kind of lean on each other. There's just no way. He's a weird. He'll be a weird dude. At least the other ones, the older Trump kids, they got to be raised for the most part. They were in the limelight, but not this. Limelight,
not presidential.
Style. Not presidential, and there's a difference between being presidential limelight and this. Is there anyone, love him or hate him? Is there anyone that has brought more attention to themselves, their family, than Trump in these last the first 4 years and now that there's just, I would not wish that on anybody. I think that would be a very, very challenging thing.
So he's what, 19 now?
I think 19 or 20 something.
So
like
is
that.
He often called it?
Yeah,
I think he's at NYU, right?
NYU.
Oh, he does?
What'd you say?
Yeah, I think he's at NYU. I think NYU, the same yes.
But I'm guessing his experience at NYU is totally different than anyone else's. Someone said, right here, I just Googled it. Has not been seen at NYU for months. So it's probably.
So he doesn't go to NYU.
Well, he does, but I'm sure it's online classes and, again, individual proctors giving him exams and, you know. He's not. I just don't think he can walk through, and I mean, NYU's in Manhattan, is it not? You know, you're not.
Well, he has protection, but
yeah. I know, but that's just, this is different. I do. I feel bad for, he didn't ask for any of that. And it's just, it's dumped in his lap. And I know nothing about him. Maybe he's a great kid. Maybe not. I just.
Did you know he's fluent in Slovenian? Slovene? Is that what they call it? What is that language? The Slovenian? Is it Slovenian?
I'm guessing.
Yeah, he's fluent.
Well, his mom, you know.
Well, yeah.
So. And I think she actually speaks a bunch. She speaks French, German, Italian, English, Serbian, and Slovenian.
Really?
Yeah. It's also known as Slovenian. Yeah.
Sloveni.
Yeah, it's Slovene there and Slovenian in English. It's a South Slavic language.
Apparently, Barron loves golf, too. Well, there you go. Big golfer.
Well, again, what else do you do to relate to your... When your dad's the most famous person in the world...
Tell you what you do when you're 6'9", is you dunk on his ass. That's what you do. Stop that, Dad.
Just in the post, throwing
That's down. Right. Throw an elbow off your old dad's noggin.
Well, it's one of those things, which, you know... That dude never has to worry about anything in his life, but you also get to, you have to be in that limelight. So do you want that life? You know, I think a lot of people would be like, yes, because I never have to worry about anything. But I personally, despite all the wealth, I would not want that. I would not want the scrutiny. I would not want that life.
He doesn't have choice.
No, he does not.
Which is probably why he's going to be, well, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe he overcomes.
Yeah, you never know. Well, and if you're in that family, can you, like, what if you don't toe the company line? Like, what if you don't, how hard would that be if that's you and you don't vibe with the whole MAGA thing? You know, talk about like a bold move to come out and be like, yeah, I'm not really, I mean, you're kind of, I guess your hand is forced at that point.
All right, we got to wrap this bitch up. We will do that.
Finish it up.
Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Okay, well, bye.
Bye, bitch.
You know, somebody brought up a good point about Barron not eating school lunches.
Mm-hmm. Bye, bitch.
Probably because he, like, they can't, like, he can't be served food and drink without it first being vetted.
Is that a real thing?
I would think so.
I bet it's at least a concern and something they have to account for.
You're gonna you're gonna get King Joffied, like,
yeah,
really? Yes.
Maybe.
Well, you could. Hmm. I mean, I don't think you would.
Well, I'm assuming the president. Like, boy, this goes into a whole other question.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day when Fatty Bill Clinton would like go into McDonald's?
Yeah.
Well, Trump likes McDonald's too. Can you just?
No, I don't. No, no, no.
You can't.
I think
you just can't just go in and order some nuggies. Like, no. Someone has to.
No, I bet you they're back there watching that. Yes.
Huh. That's a weird. Well, I know you're not allowed to drive.
Yeah, like you can't drive.
You cannot drive. Yeah. It's not happening. Yeah. So you can't order like a twisty cone from your local.
I think you can, but have you ever noticed that when they do that? Because I remember Biden used to do those photo ops and stuff.
Yeah.
You ever notice when they do that? It's all set up.
Of course.
That's so that I think that part of that is so that they can go in and make sure that everything's on the up and up.
Boy. So I'm just like, I'm up in, I'm in the Northwest, and I need a bag of Dick's, because of course I do. I want a nice Dick's Deluxe and a strawberry shake.
You got to have your Secret Service go in there.
I got to call ahead,
watch them prep it, I guess? Or
yeah,
you send your personal chef to use, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder, boy, what a weird.
Do they have to take bites first?
Yeah, it's just, like, everything's got a nibble out of it. I don't know, that's just a weird.
It's fun.
You don't think about that, but I'll bet you when you enter into that position. Like,
you think about all those things.
You think about all those things.
Like, sir, you can't do that.
You're not allowed to have a phone. I know that. Like, you can't have a
well, he has a phone.
Well, no, you have a. You're not allowed to have a personal cell phone.
Well, he has one. It's got his face on it. There was a whole. There he does.
Well, they made a Trump phone, but he doesn't have a personal cell phone.
No, he has a cell phone. They there was a photo of him holding it with him
holding a cell phone.
Well, it could have been someone else's, but it had him on the.
Yeah, but you are you are not allowed to have a cell phone.
Would it shock you if he had a cell phone?
Yes.
I mean, does that guy follow any law?
He does break a lot of protocol.
He does break a lot of protocol. But I
love how you guys like draw the line there.
Where he feels like
that's
it.
Well, it's, you know what? It's about Jesus. The in theory, he doesn't have a. He doesn't have a cell phone.
Well, he's got a phone. He's doing. You know what he's up to on that.
Playing Words with Friends. Like, I always wonder, like, when you're the president, like, and all that's monitored, like, what if you just want to look at some porn? You know? Do you have to, like, go through, like, do you have to tell the Secret Service, like, you know what, I'm into some.
Well, Barron's 19. What if he.
Say Words with Friends, I think of old Trumpy as more of an Angry Birds kind of a guy.
It's like, I'm into some stepmom action right now, and everyone, like, you have to announce it to the Secret Service, and. Man. It's
a rough
weird,
life.
It's a weird life. Weird life.
Everybody have a great night, okay?
Yeah.
I want you to do that.
Go home and clear your cookies.
Clear your cookies.
The presidential search, like, everything you do, everyone knows.
You think they don't know if he, even if he clears his cookies?
Yeah, they know. I don't think you're, I don't think you're allowed to look at stuff without people knowing.
Have a great night. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on Thank Night.
Of Spain, red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.